From 88.5 KNKX, it's time for weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Snow.
It won't be long before we'll all be there with snow.
And it did snow in the lowlands all around the Puget Sound region. It was a tricky forecast, and mostly the forecasters got it right. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with our weather expert, Cliff Mass. He's going to explain why this was such a difficult event to predict. Also, is there more snow ahead next week? Cliff, how is it looking out there?
Well, it's pretty white, and it was an extremely successful forecast. I'm really quite proud of what we accomplished. We couldn't have done this 20 years ago. Our models have gotten better. The observations have gotten better. And everything went according to plan. A warm front moved north from the south, and we had in place cold, dry air. It was cold enough that we knew it was going to start as snow, and it did. So as this warm front approached, the upward motion produced precipitation that fell in this cool air, and we had snow stretching all the way from Portland up to the Canadian border. Just to give you an idea of some of the numbers, they really varied substantially. Here in Seattle, about 1.5 inches is typical, but if you go towards the Kitsap Peninsula, go to Shelton and Bremerton, that direction, the totals increased 2, 3, 4 inches in some places. It was also heavier down near Olympia, where they got around 4 inches, and south of those locations. A little less towards the Cascades, because we were getting downslope easterly flow that was descending and drying the air. Up in Bellingham, it is still snowing right now. The warm air is moving aloft. The precipitation is switched to rain from Seattle southward, and up around Payne Field and Everett, there's some ice pellets, but they're switching over to rain, and eventually up in northwest Washington, they're going to switch into rain as well, probably by 10, 11 o'clock this morning. So a very well forecast event, not a major event, but one that shows the changes in forecasting technology.
Well, what made this so tricky? I mean, and after Monday, when snow was predicted but didn't really pan out, lots of people were feeling very skeptical about this one. What made it different? Why were you able to get this right?
Well, the key thing was that the cold, dry air was in place. The problem with Monday is we were getting cold air coming in, but this time we had the cold air. It was there, and it was dry, too. Dry is very important, because when you have precipitation falling into dry air, it evaporates. That produces further cooling. Now, that's a danger. You can lose precipitation that way as well. And in fact, when the initial snow bands reached Seattle, almost nothing got to the surface. We saw all this activity in the radar, but nothing got to the surface. That's because it was evaporating. So it's difficult to get the amounts right, particularly when we had such a weak event. There wasn't a lot of precipitation to work with.
And what's the forecast look like ahead? Are we going to get more snow?
Well, we might. Right now, warm air is surging in above us. So temperatures are going to get up into the mid to upper 30s very quickly over most of the region. And so today we're going to see rain. I'm looking at the radar and I see showers coming in off the Pacific. So think about showers today, mainly rain. The snow is going to melt during the next 3-4 hours, especially on the roadways. Now, tomorrow, another weather system starts approaching, and there'll be showers during the day on Saturday. Temperatures around 40, and actually a low pressure system that might produce some wind will pass north of us later in the day on Saturday. So it could be gusty, but it won't be cold. Showers are expected on Sunday, again, in lower 40s, around 40 is a high. But then it gets more interesting. Later on Sunday evening and Monday, another batch of cold air starts moving southward. And in fact, a weather disturbance will be approaching at the same time. So we have to watch this very carefully. Cold air will be coming in. We will have some lift and some precipitation. So there is the potential for more snow on Monday. But this is going to be even harder than yesterday's forecast, because the cold air and the precipitation will be coming in the same time. So we'll have to watch that very carefully.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.